Hi, my name is Shannon, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from alcoholism, shame from sexual abuse, and pride. This week, I'm struggling with immediate gratification and living for comfort rather than God's ways. I'm a Californian by birth and grew up in Dallas since I was 7 years old. In California, while visiting church with a friend, I learned about Jesus and his commandment to obey your mother and father. Jesus was my friend, and while I did not grow up going to church, I believed Jesus would always be my friend if I did my best and did not sin too badly. From a young age, I was molested by men. Outside my family, but was still a happy-go-lucky little girl. Then in elementary school, my father began molesting me, and my world turned upside down. He was my idol. I lived in profound confusion and fear that someone might find out. If anyone knew, they would want nothing to do with me, and our family would be torn apart. I wanted nothing to do with me. I was humiliated by the things my dad said and did to me. My identity and sense of worth came from the world around me. How I looked, how I performed, what I achieved, who I had relationships with, what others thought of me, or I thought they thought. The busyness of school life, sports, working, and lots of alcohol helped me numb out confusion and self-doubt for a while. I had a lot of friends, but deep down I was lonely because I lived a double life. No one really knew me. At 21, my drinking, drug use, promiscuity, sliding college grades, and loss of a job widened the gap of who I thought I would be and who I was becoming. At the end of myself, feeling like I had failed God, myself, friends, and family, I tried to kill myself. Divine intervention kept me here, and I knew God still loved me. However, I was not sure why. My brother Scott found out and made a point to seek me out and share the gospel with me. He shared Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of the works, so that no one may boast. I was so relieved and fell in love with Jesus more. I ended up at Alcoholics Anonymous. And this 12-step program pointed me back to the God of my childhood and gave me the desire to have a church family. This started my long journey of trying to fit in at church. I knew God loved me, but did not understand why I felt so different from others at church and why I felt so much shame for who I was. In my 30s, after years of trying to feel at home in church, and dating unsuccessfully, I was heartbroken and did not want to spend the rest of my life alone and without a spouse. Relationships with men were difficult, and I thought maybe I was gay. I began to pursue same-sex relationships. While my loneliness was temporarily tempered, this sin led to me feeling separated from God. This lasted 6 years until I bared my heart to God one day about my despair and anger for how my life was unfolding. In this moment, God met me where I was, and I felt him calling me home. I felt God telling me that his word was true and that he created man for woman and vice versa, and that I had been deceived by the enemy in my frustration to find connection. I repented, turned from my sin, and sought God's word for direction. I learned that my lack of attachment to my mother and my sexual abuse made it understandable that I would act out this way and seek inappropriate attention. With God's help, I was able to walk away from that lifestyle. When I let others in and accepted support, my shame and loneliness diminished. God began transforming my life as I chose to trust him and let people fully know me. In November of 2008, I began attending Watermark and started to walk through the 12 steps and learned how to be more authentic in God's house with his people. I also served in this ministry, learning more about God's character and my identity. This made me want an even deeper relationship with Christ. The following verses guided my recovery. Psalms 25, 1 through 5 says, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who waits for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long." These verses comforted me and challenged me to fully trust my Savior. I needed and wanted God's truth and direction for my life, because my ways left me constantly unsatisfied. You cannot heal a wound by saying it isn't there. It was now 2011 and time for me to look at my sexual abuse, its impact on my life, and give my denial and pain over to God. I entered Watermark Sexual Abuse Recovery Program. I had received help over the years for my behaviors and abuse, but was terrified of discussing my sexual abuse in God's house with his people. For me, discussing my earthly father in my heavenly father's house seemed unconscionable. Walking through this fear has given me profound freedom. Looking at my beliefs, behaviors, attitudes, and abuse through God's word, God's character, and in a Christ-centered community is one of the best choices I ever made. The recovery ministry helped to tear down my self-protecting barriers, making it easier for me to hear my Creator. I trusted Jesus to shine his light of truth into my pit of darkness and shame that covered me and unknowingly defined me. I am no longer defined by what others did to me. Rather, I'm defined by him who created me. God softened my heart and enabled me to feel the pain and betrayal of my past and release it to him. Through his grace, I have forgiven my perpetrators and my dad. I now feel comfortable in churches. Am okay with my singleness, am part of a thriving community group, and have several deep, meaningful friendships where I am fully known. Today, I serve in courageous hope and am humbled to walk alongside women, walking out of shame and confusion and practicing trusting God on a daily basis. The mission of Courageous Hope is to help women become fully devoted followers of Christ by providing a safe place for women to process past sexual abuse so they can thrive in their relationships with Christ and others. Shame and confusion can still creep in. I wander, but I am reminded of the way, the truth, and the light when I attend church services, worship, read God's word, or engage in God's community. It takes a lot of courage to take the first step toward healing. No matter how long ago your abuse or struggle began, it's not too late to find freedom, joy, hope, and healing through Christ. My name is Shannon. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from alcoholism, shame, from sexual abuse, and pride. Thank you for allowing me to share God's story of grace in my life with you.